Who?
Is this Lamy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on in.
Right. Sorry, can you give me a hand, because I can't see?
Certainly can.
Right,
not
thank
a
you.
At all, so.
Could you just take him for
take
us,
him?
Please?
Certainly,
you'll probably have to drag him.
That's all right, I'll pick him up. We'll have a bear hug.
Let's go, mister.
He certainly doesn't want to be going in there.
He's like, I've been in here before.
Can I take your arm?
Come on, mister, most definitely. Straight, so there we go. Perfect.
Okay.
The table is just a bit further forward.
Right,
there we go.
Thank you
very much. Just close the door. Alrighty, what can I do for Mr. today?
Right. He's got some kind of allergy going on now. I think it's probably a flea allergy.
Okay.
I did bring him up a few weeks ago and he's been treated for fleas. The house has been treated for fleas.
Yes.
He had some tablets, but I thought they helped for the first day, but they haven't really helped. It's terrible.
Yeah, he's very red and sore. He's scratching like crazy.
He's terrible, nibbling, scratching. On his back here, I don't know if that's flea dirts there or where he's been biting.
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of the two. He's definitely still got fleas on him. I can see them now. What product did you use?
Advocate,
yep. And did he just have the one?
He's been having them regularly, but he had a break of about 2 months.
Okay.
I've had this problem with fleas. It started last year. I've never had it before.
Yeah.
And I'm really struggling to get rid of them. I've only got one cat now, and I've got another dog.
Yeah.
But obviously
you don't need to shake.
They've all been treated, but...
Yes. So fleas are a horrible one to get rid of.
They're really struggling.
They're really hard, yeah.
Is there a difference between cat and dog fleas?
Yes and no. So there is technically cat fleas and dog fleas. However, both animals can get both versions. So,
I don't know what they are.
No, there's not really any way of telling. The microbiologists can tell us the difference, but from a practical point of view, it doesn't really make much of a difference. Is the cat being treated as well?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So what I would recommend is that they get treated every 2 weeks for 3 doses.
Right, okay.
And then once a month after that, so you can use it more frequently.
Is it safe to do that?
Yes.
He's getting on for 16.
Yeah. So that's what it's registered for when we have outbreaks. So 3 doses every 2 weeks. So a dose every 2 weeks for 3 doses.
Yeah.
And then back to once a month after that.
Right, okay.
I definitely think that he needs some tablets to stop the itching in the meantime. I would treat the cat the same way, so the extra doses
She's on Stronghold.
Okay.
That's what they recommended because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
So can I do that with that or?
Let me check. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. You definitely can for Advocate.
Yeah.
But I will check with Stronghold as to whether that's the case. Do you know if she has fleas on her or not?
None of them. I mean, hear them scratching occasionally the other two, but they're nothing like him.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether they particularly like him or whether the others scratch occasionally, but they're not constantly at it like
him. So a lot of dogs are allergic to fleas, as you said when you come in. So he could have one flea on him and be like this, and the others could have a whole load on them and not have an issue whatsoever.
They haven't had an issue. Occasionally they'll scratch. Which might be when one jumps on and it bites them and then it's dead.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
And then that's the issue. Did you say just one cat at home or is there more than
one? No, I've got only one cat now.
One cat and him, is that correct?
It's a she. Sorry. No, I've got a guide dog as well, but he's regularly treated.
Okay, perfect. So, what I would recommend is probably, if you can afford it, I would recommend putting the cat on Advocate.
Right,
just because it's much more effective than the Stronghold.
Right,
so the Stronghold is one of the older products when it comes to flea treatment. I can give you an idea on what a price would be.
Okay.
Even if it's just for this 3 doses, it would definitely be worth it.
Right,
because Lamy is just going to have issues the second that any flea is anywhere in your house.
Yeah.
I definitely think he needs some tablets to stop the itching.
What tablets would you recommend?
Steroids are the most effective one. Is that what he had before?
No, they were a new one. I'm not sure.
Probably Apoquel. Apoquel is good for long-term allergies. And most definitely, if we seem to have an ongoing issue, I would recommend him on that. However, if he just needs a short dose while we get him under control with the fleas, the steroids are perfectly fine for him to have them. That's not a problem at all. They're just a tiny tablet.
So are the steroids better than having an injection?
Yeah, because the injections only last short term.
Okay.
And the ones that do last for longer have a lot more effects on their liver and things like that. Exactly, yeah. So putting him on some tablets would be much better for him. Does he go to a groomer or anything like that?
Yes, he does, yeah. I'm wondering, to be honest, whether he's picked him up there.
Possibly, but he could have picked it up anywhere, to be honest. Is the cat indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
Okay, that's fine. So, he definitely needs a bath, so I would recommend getting in contact with your groomer and seeing if
they we did bath him.
Or if you can bath him,
Kate recommended bathing him with Hibby scrub.
Yes,
I probably need a new bottle of that.
Perfect, I'll get you a new bottle because I would definitely recommend that.
Oh, so we did do that.
Yeah,
but he's making him smell a little bit. Do you know, smell doggy?
Yeah, I can understand that because we don't like bathing them too much.
No, I don't like bathing them.
But at the moment, this back end is a real issue. So yeah, I definitely recommend using the Hibby scrub regularly. Have you got any more Advocate for him at home? Or do
I've
you
got
need
two
today?
More doses. So what I'll do is I'll give him another one today.
Yeah.
Another one in 2 weeks.
Another one
and
in
then
2 weeks.
I'll come back
and then you can
more.
Come get the other one. Let me get your price on a 3-pack for the cat Advocate because it's definitely going to be easier.
Yeah, okay. And also, the thing is with the cat, I hope she has been seen, but mm-hmm. I hope it's not more than a year ago.
Yeah, I'll have a look and see when we saw her. Alrighty, so I'm just going to pop him on the floor so he doesn't fall off, and I'm just going to have a look at the computer file. There we go, buddy. And see when we saw her.
It may have been.
Is it Pinky?
Pinky.
Yeah. So,
that's a new one, Tinky.
Yeah,
she gets called everything Shinky Linky.
Someone's definitely got a typo on here. She's on here as Tinky.
Tinky, that's quite a nice name, actually.
We can rename her. So unfortunately, we haven't seen her since August last year.
Just about all right.
Yeah, so I can give you a packet for her for today. If it's an ongoing issue, then we'll definitely need to get some more.
So she can have it every 2 weeks as well?
Every 2 weeks
for
three doses.
Yeah,
then once a month after that. When did she last have her stronghold?
The 29th of May.
Perfect, that's fine. So you can start on Advocate.
And he had his
home.
On the 19th, so he can have his now.
Lovely, yeah. So they can both start when you get home.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks for the next 3 doses. Yeah. I'll get you some tablets and some more scrub for him.
Thanks.
But other than that, we're looking okay. In terms of environment, I'm sure you've probably already heard this. Lots of vacuuming, washing all the beds with them on.
I mean, we have done all that. We just have to do it again.
You just have to keep going. Yeah, exactly. It can take a while to get rid of it. This is why we tell people to prevent fleas, because they're a nightmare to get rid of.
Absolute nightmare.
Yeah, they're really, really hard.
Thankfully, they haven't been getting on us.
Yeah, exactly. They won't bother you. All right, do you want me to take him out again?
Yes, please,
All right, mister, you got to come up again.
He'd probably be happier to go out than coming in.
Not a problem at all. There we go.
Now, when we go outside, could I go to sit down?
Yes, of course.
My husband's paying on his credit card.
That's not a problem. I'll just get the door. There we go. Okay.
Oh, it's hot on here.
It is very warm in there. I need to turn the air conditioning on. Okay, righty, so the seat is just in front of you.
Got it, thank you.
There we go, mister. Do you want him on your lap?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Lovely, thank you.
Yes, perfect. That would be fantastic. Take one come through. I won't be a minute.
All right, thanks a lot. All right.
Speech on. Mute. #audio mode. Done. Pause recording.